Hello and welcome. I am Shadowfax, the voice of Alterion, and this is the June 2020 update. This month we will be having one of our big events of the year, the Summer Solstice Celebration. It will begin on Friday, June 19th, and end on Sunday, June 28th. Returning will be the fan favorite event areas, Starving Rock and the Puzzlewood Forest. For those of you who are new, each of these is a special area with its own unique challenge. Starving Rock is a marathon to kill as many enemies as possible by yourself, while the Puzzlewood Forest is a high-level group zone that generates wave after wave of monsters of increasing strength. The primary event quest area will be taking its cue from the firefighting challenge we first did in 2015, and reused for one of the missions in last year's event. We'll be redoing this concept on a grander scale, having players travel to an island threatened by an active volcano. Players will have to do battle with a volcanic eruption while saving the native villagers from certain doom. Morpheus reports that his team will be opening the Sea of Despair, a level 43 Group 15 area for the Nightmare Plane, early in June. Here are some code updates from last month. When adding enhancements to crafted objects such as studs, spikes, inlays, shield rims, or gems, the game will more aggressively try to add stats. This sometimes will be nothing more than one single armor class or a few movement, mana, or hit points. Drak is trying to minimize scenarios where adding an upgrade contributes nothing to an item due to composite restraints. If you're thinking about crafting, don't forget to use the appraise command. Ore yields have been raised and ore value lowered to be more in line with what finished ingots sell for. Forged darts, bullets, and arrowheads are now produced in lots instead of singly, for the same flat rate as before. Moon dust, the end product of using moon catchers, can now be higher level, but it will not save. Changes to the weight command, including aliasing it to measure. For carried objects, it now accurately reports size, weight, and capacities for containers. The points command can now be used to list all spells and skills you can improve with points and what type of points, or generate lists of abilities that improve with profession points or combat points. Seeker favor jobs should now have more candidate objects. I fixed it so that they won't send you after stuff that is too high level for you. The guild jobs that I have been teasing for a few months are finally finished. They'll likely be implemented with the next reboot. I set up an assassin's guild in Xin, and we will be setting up more guilds in the near future. We're also going to see about getting an official Discord server set up for those of you who like that sort of thing.